Look at Robert. Robert is wearing his tuxedo and his Blue Note Adidas sneakers. Robert kept his clean. I wore mine over the past 8 years. His shell top is broken. It's a broken shell on my
eyes. Yeah.
But,
can you make the lighting a little more sexy?
No, for us.
Yeah, for us.
There we go. Oh, yes.
We're going to start with two pieces from the very first Blue Note recording. This is a medley of Easy Rider Blues and Boogie Woogie Stomp by me, Lux Lewis, and Albert Evans.
No coffee, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
I got signed to Blue Note in 2005. So I got signed to Blue Note in 2005. My manager, Nicole Hickman, was coming to some of my gigs. I was doing some gigs around the city with a trio that I started. I actually had an album called Booed that was on a label. Thank you so much. Four of you heard that. Thank you so much. I was expecting thunderous applause. No, don't jump on the bandwagon now. Normally, I say like, oh, I have an album called Mood, and I take a swallow, and then everybody's like, ah, and I'm like, oh, thank you so much. That's the order of how it goes. I'll do it again. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna have an album called Mood. I'm gonna go, and y'all are gonna go, ah, I'm gonna be like, oh, thank you. So I'll start over. I don't sound like this. So I got signed to Blue Note 2005. Thank you. My manager, Nicole Hedman, is coming to some of my gigs. And I actually had an album called Mood. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, please. Thank you so much. Thank you. So that was kind of circulating, and she was like, hey, I'm going to introduce you to somebody who's going to, I got a friend of hers that's going to come to some of your gigs and check you out. His name is Eli. My man Eli Wolf started coming to some of my shows. And then, Eli Wizzle. That's his West Coast thing. So started going to Blue Note, having some, meetings, whatever, and then, they invited Bruce Lombard. Is Bruce in the building? Bruce in the building? So Bruce came to a show that I had, checked out my trio and really liked it. And at that time I wasn't sure what they were gonna sign me for because I also rap and I sing, Oh, it's funny. So I rap and I sing, and so I had a lot of different ways I could go in my career. I modeled, obviously. And so the modeling thing, the rapping thing, the singing thing. So it's like, oh, I can go anywhere I want. I'm so talented. So Bruce is like, oh, will you please come to Blue Note? And I was like, oh, no, my label's wooing me right now. GQ wants me to be their model of the month. There's just a whole lot of things going on in my life at the time that I had to deal with. I was like, fine, I'll sign the Blue Note, whatever. I heard y'all had some cats y'all had signed before. So, somebody might be with the cats. And Jason Moran.
I'm a cat, he did sign before.
No, you got signed before, right. This is just not before, so that's my yeah. So when I finally got signed, Bruce, I had a meeting with Bruce in his office, and I was all nervous, and I had a plan of what my album was going to be, and what the vibe was going to be like, and the direction. And I went into his office, I had pulled out this piece of paper, and I was like, okay. So the vibe, what I want to do, and before I say anything, he was like, stop. He was like, you're the artist. We trust what you're going to do. It's our job. You make the music. It's our job to sell it.
That's Robin Coltrane practicing.
That's I talked to Robert about this a lot, which is when we were in high school in Houston, and
we went to the same high school. I think one of my jazz band directors is here, but from my older high school when I was in ninth grade. Yeah.
So we had no idea that we would, one, leave Houston, a small southern city, and move to New York and try to play these instruments for actually make a living doing them. And in 98, Bruce Lundvall came to a gig at Sweet Basil when I was playing with Greg Osby and walked up to me and said, do you want to make a record? And that's for a kid who's graduating the conservatory is like what you want to hear from Blue Note Records president saying, you want to make a record? And it's the same thing. It's like, well, you go ahead and do what you need to do and we'll do the rest. And we want to really give a really big thanks to Bruce Lundvall. For our families and for our mothers, specifically about our mothers. This is Tribute and Gentle Shifts South.
Thank you.
Retrograde, which was a very beautiful song written by Andrew Hill, but backwards. Andrew Hill wrote this great piece of music called Smokestack. And Andrew Hill was my teacher for a very long time, and my mentor, my master. So this is a dedication to him. This is Retrograde.
Thank you. Yeah.
Robert Baxter. Ben Moran. Robbie Coltrane. Eric Harlan on the drums. Donnie Hampton on bass. This is a song from Ornette Coleman's record, New York Is Now. This is Toy Dance. Thank you.
Nobody else. Oh. was Bilal.
Funny story, they actually came up with that arrangement of Body and Soul years ago. We used to play this spot called the Up Over Jazz Cafe in Brooklyn. Yeah. All the time. Y'all remember that? So, yeah, so me and Bilal had a night. We had like a month. I used to play the weekly with my trio every week, and then Bilal had like a month there for like every Wednesday or something where he could do really out things, you know, really like spaced out stuff. Because he had an R&B, you know, he got signed to his label and he had a big R&B song out on the radio. Shout out to Amir, plus love in the video, on the drums. I was in that too, for about 1 second. The camera never really panned towards me that much. I didn't really get shine in the video, but. Anyway, so Jason did one of the nights, and they came up with that arrangement by themselves, like on the spot, randomly. So that's why we did it tonight.
I thought I'd never play it again.
Jason said, I'll never play with you again after this.
No, you forgot to tell the best part.
So like, Bilal was like, yo, we gotta do 3 sets. I was like, I'm only doing 2. And I was like, I'm never playing with you ever again. Also, I was serious too. But like, that moment, when he was like, yo, let's play Body and Soul. I was like, really? You want to play Body and Soul? He was basically being like Dolomite on the mic that night. And I was like, yo, this is so new for me. This is so new. But lo and behold, you know, in those situations, you actually make music. And Bilal, like, every time I play Body and Soul now, it's because Bilal. I play it, and I try to play like he sings every time I play it. So I thank you for, you know, giving me that push that night to make an arrangement.
I'm like, this guy was, he's my favorite. Like, I would tell Rob about him all the time, like, yo, you from Houston? Is Greg Osby from Houston? Yo, doesn't Jason Moran play with Greg Osby? He's from Houston too. Like, isn't everybody from Houston? Yo, he's my favorite piano player, and I finally get him to play with me, and then he says, I never want to play with you again. It was like the perfect Prince moment.
For those who don't know, myself, Jason Moran, Eric Harlan, and Alan Hampton are all from Houston, all from the same high school. Different times.
Houston,
are you
Town?
So now we're going to play a Thelonious Monk composition entitled Crisscross.
Seem like you want everything. too.
So this is the deal.
Bilal, ladies and gentlemen.
So we're in a union space and they're kicking us out really fast. Sorry. If we could, we'd play here all night. That's a lie. I got stuff to do. But my spirit, we play here all night. So we're going to end with the very first album of mine on Voodoo. It's called Canvas. And this song is called Canvas. We're going to do a short version. And I'm going to sing a little bit for you guys.
Carlin on the drums. Mr. Robbie Coltrane on the saxophone.
Robert Glasper, Eric Harlan, Robbie Coltrane, Alan Hampton, Palau, Bruno Records, New York, New York, 1939, 2014.